when it's really late at night, feeling lonely, just turn on your radio to 6PR, and that man we know will be there with us.
Our friend John Lewis, he's the long voice that listens to us.
How old is this man called John?
John Lewis.
Good morning. Joining us now, we have a chef on the program. Well, I wish there was a word that would say more than chef. Or maybe OBE might do it. Antonio Carluccio joins us right now. Good morning, Antonio.
Good morning to you all in Australia.
How did it all start? How did that day appear when you said, I'm pretty good at this cooking. I think I'm going to take it further.
Well, I had to try quite a lot because I was a student in Vienna, in Austria, and I wanted to have the food that my mother used to prepare. So the only alternative was to cook it for myself. And I cooked for the last 50 years. Until now, I believe that I know it now.
It took 50 years before you felt really comfortable.
I feel very comfortable, yes, now.
What happened when you were approached to make your very first TV show? How did you feel about that?
Well, at the time I had the Near Cheap Restaurant in Covent Garden. I took it over from Terence Condren. And I was a little bit popular with the mushrooms and truffles, so in the press. So the BBC approached me to have a sort of program in TV. Incidentally, the BBC just commissioned, or is about to commission me, a new program about Italy, which I will shoot in between June and September this year. And it will be the ultimate Italy.
We see so many cooking programs. It seems like lots of people enjoy the cooking programs, and we all love to watch them. What do you think makes a good cooking program? What do you strive for in your show?
Well, yeah, for my show is just to try to give to the other the knowledge and the enthusiasm and the passion how you could produce a good plate of food. And it's not a question of finding out extraordinary techniques, extraordinary things. The food is still very simple, and the simpler you treat it, and the better it is. But you have to know how, that's the point.
That's the thing.
And that's how I try to explain it to people.
Well, that's what we're all looking for. I find with my food, when I keep it simple, it just tastes bland. When you keep it simple, got beautiful taste. How do you keep it simple and keep the flavor?
Sometimes it's just a question of a little touch of salt, a little touch of pepper, a little herb, a little thing that, you know, improve and accentuate the value of the dish. But I wouldn't try with anything, because anything doesn't fit to anything. So it has to fit very well according to my moff cuisine, which is minimum of fuss, maximum of flavor.
I like that. What do you think about these new mixed flavors? For instance, I saw a friend of mine, he introduced me to, a seafood with mango in it. I've forgotten the name of the seafood now.
Shall I tell you one thing? That all the cuisine of the world, the original one, the Chinese, the Indian, the Thai, and so on, the Italian, they all are fantastic cuisine, provided they're with the ingredients that they've got there. Now, if you try to mix things, it becomes something strange. And sometimes it works and sometimes doesn't. I know that Australia has the fixation of the Pacific Rim and putting everything together. And up to a certain extent, people, they can produce good food. But remember that a very good food is exactly that one that isn't sensational. So that's why I can't appreciate, for example, the molecular cuisine, which in my opinion is just there in function of the Michelin stars, because apparently only the inspector of the Michelin star, the Michelin guide, they like it. Other one, they go there to those restaurants because it's talked about, but effectively they don't produce anything out of this world. Well, yes, they produce things out of this world, which is not good.
I can imagine
that.
You
know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Oh, gee, I've tasted what you mean, unfortunately.
Yes.
However, yes. Now, I understand, as you would love your flavors, I'm wondering, please, Antonio, yes. Tell me what you know about my favorite thing, my favorite drink, coffee. I'm sure you would know a thing or two about that.
Oh, the coffee starts if you have a very good coffee, want to have a good coffee, in a bar, for example. You have to find a bar that makes a lot of coffee because the machine has to be warm, very hot. Secondly, they have to have very good coffee for a start. Very good Arabica coffee, well toasted, and Italian way. Then they have to put only 7 grams of coffee to make a wonderful little espresso. And the pressure of the machine has to be exact, and the water has to be of good quality. When you have all that, and the barista takes care and has passion, then delivers to you a wonderful coffee. Mm. Otherwise, it's rubbish.
Yes, and you know, it's a fine line between a wonderful coffee and just rubbish, isn't it?
You are right, very fine line. The end result of a coffee has to have a foam on the espresso, a little espresso, for example, has to have the foam that it lasts at least a couple of minutes before it disappears. Then the cup has to be very hot, the cup itself. The Italian, they say in Napoli, I can't translate it, but somebody Napolitan there will understand it. The cup, the coffee in Napoli has to have the 3 C. And it is said in this way, come cazzo coce, which means how the hell is burning. You know, and when you have the cup, try to ask somebody that, they will tell you what it means. Come cazzo coce. Now, this is the rule of a good espresso.
How often do you think the coffee machine... Go on.
So there shouldn't be a lot of liquid. Just a little bit, you know, and how's a cup that?
Oh, espresso boy, cup. I want one of those right now. Right now, please. How often do you think the coffee machine ought to be cleaned as well? Sometimes they say...
Oh, as well. Well, there's no big cleaning on the machine. Obviously, the incrustation in the water tank. But then also with the group, you know, when it plays, a little bit of coffee remains on the rim of the container. That has to be cleaned, because otherwise, going onto the rubber to be sealed, it burns and it leaves a little bit of space, so that the pressure of the vapor on the steam is going out and not concentrated on the coffee. So that's why it has to be cleaned quite often.
So you get that good seal.
Yes.
Mm. Isn't it funny how just a little bit of something burnt, it often amazes me, it's like magic, that just a little bit of something burnt will ruin a whole coffee, or indeed milk. I mean,
you
have to burn it a little
bit. Flavor, yes.
Such a powerful flavor.
Yeah, it gives the flavor and the taste, yes.
Antonio, before we go, and I want people to know that we can go to your website, Antonio Coluccio, and of course there's the line there between your two names, first name and surname, so we can find you on the web there, and of course we can check out your DVDs that are all available. And here on your website,
the next one is coming. Yes,
the next
DVD is coming out, and it is the one that I did before about Northern Italy, with including a Scappi film, which was very good, about Bartolomeo Scappi, and it is all of Northern Italy is coming out very soon.
Very good. And you like your jokes, too, on your website. Send Antonio your jokes.
I like quite a joke.
Do you have a quick recipe for us this morning? Can we ask the master chef yourself?
A quick recipe.
Something
now
simple to do.
Now it's hot there, yes?
Yes.
It's hot now. Now, try to take some white peaches, if you have them. The white peaches is the best.
Mm-hmm.
Are there peaches around?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Then slice them raw and put them in a container, in a glass or something, or a bowl. Cover them with very good, and you have plenty of very good Australian red wine. sort of quite a nice one, a Shiraz Arbat. And then you put a little bit of sugar on top, and you let them marinate for about half an hour. And then you eat them, and you drink the wine. They are wonderful.
That is a... Oh, I'm absolutely going to do that. I think for Valentine's Day today, every fellow is going to think, right, let's get the nice red wine, get some sugar, get some nice peaches, white peaches preferred.
Exactly. It doesn't need to work a lot, but it is fantastic.
Half an hour is all it takes, and enjoy it.
Yes. And it's exactly. Just cut the peaches in slices and pour the wine on it and a little bit of sugar. Stir it in half an hour, and you have a wonderful dessert, which is really just like cherries. You know, you eat one slice after the other, all like kisses.
Well, let's do that. Antonio, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thanks for sharing your time.
Thank you very much. I will be in Adelaide in May.
We'll make sure more people know about that too, just across the border there. Antonio Coluccio joining us this morning at 6 p.m.
Hello, I am Antonio Carluccio, and I am talking with John Lewis on 6PR. Listen to that wonderful program. I see you in Australia. Ciao.